Good morning. Precipitation steadily moving in early this morning, mainly in the form of rain showers in the valleys, but some sloppy weather, especially from I-90 north and into the higher terrain, with a mixture of snow, sleet, and some freezing rain. Temperatures are critical in many places within a degree or two either side of freezing. So a wide variety of weather, some icy conditions, some sloppy, slushy conditions, and still some other places with just plain wet roadways this morning. This is what we'll be contending with for the next couple of hours before a southerly wind kicks in, and everyone who is starting in the 20s and 30s will climb through the 30s and into the 40s today. There'll even be some readings in the lower 50s by mid to late afternoon, especially in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. The storm system will take all day to move through, so the precipitation will persist through the morning and even into the afternoon, but mainly in the form of rain with the milder air. This evening, rain showers, then we'll see gradually clearing skies overnight as this latest system passes out over the open Atlantic. So dry weather during the overnight period and temperatures dropping back into the lower 30s. Tomorrow, another storm heads our way. We'll start out with sunshine, but clouds will quickly increase during the day, and a good chance of rain moving in by the end of the afternoon and into the evening. Tomorrow night, things get interesting as a pool of cool air associated with this storm moves on in, and this, along with steady precipitation, will cool the atmosphere enough to transition the rain to some heavy, wet snow, especially across the Catskills, the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, Berkshires, Green Mountains, and Adirondacks. In these locations, several inches of heavy, wet snow could accumulate overnight Saturday night and into the first part of the day Sunday. Valley locations will be a close call, with temperatures going down toward freezing, but perhaps staying just a couple of degrees above 32 to keep precipitation just plain rain. So a fine line between heavy, wet snow and rain the middle of the weekend into Sunday afternoon. Highs on Sunday will still be in the lower 40s as we transition to just plain rain showers. On Monday, leftover rain and snow showers will be around, then increasing sunshine back into the middle and upper 40s, and will continue the drying trend into Tuesday with highs reaching into the lower 50s. It looks like dry weather will persist with high pressure in control on Wednesday and Thursday, with highs again in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from central and eastern Texas and southeastern Oklahoma eastward to western Alabama and the western Florida panhandle. Strong instability and the presence of 30 to 50 knots of effective deep shear will likely support large hail and damaging winds. Merging cold pools could foster local upscale growth into convective clusters, enhancing the potential for damaging winds. A few tornadoes and possibly very large hail will be possible from southwestern Arkansas and western Louisiana to parts of eastern and central Texas, where individual updrafts may exhibit greater separation. However, relatively weak low-level flow and strong outflow should temper the overall tornado potential. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Sacramento, California at 9:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Balıkesir, Turkey at 3:35 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and fog, 21 degrees with a west wind at 60 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 37 degrees, the dew point 21, 52% relative humidity, a south wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 16 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers in the upper 50s, Boston cloudy and windy with showers developing in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with showers and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 42 degrees, the low 15, the average temperature 29, that's 11 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday, still just 5.9 inches for the month and 71.1 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees. The average low, 30. the record high 85 set in 1945 and the record low 3 above 0 in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening 7:17 p.m., 12 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow, sleet, and some freezing rain possible early this morning, followed by just plain rain. Highs in the lower 40s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower 50s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with some sleet and freezing rain possible early this morning, followed by just plain rain with highs in the middle 40s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with sleet and some freezing rain possible early today, followed by just plain rain, highs around 50. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with sleet and some freezing rain possible early today, followed by just plain rain with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to clouds, rain developing late in the day and especially into the evening. Highs in the lower to mid 40s. A mixture of rain and wet snow, especially across the higher terrain, with accumulating snow possible Saturday night into the first part of the day Sunday. Scattered rain and snow showers Sunday afternoon, with highs in the lower 40s. Rain and snow showers lingering into Monday morning, then increasing sun in the middle to upper 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday in the lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday right around 50, and lower 50s with sunshine on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.